makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Thursday, September 11th, and here are some sounds from the locker room. Safety Wilkins began his football career in Baltimore and played for the Ravens for 4 years. Wilkins talked to the media about Baltimore's physical defense and what the Texans' offense should expect.
You kind of want to have that momentum and start the season off right. But you know what's NFL? You know, they get paid too, and they're going to do things that we weren't expecting, and we didn't expect the things we were going to do, and as well as not get off on third down, you know, miss tackles and, you know, create turnovers. So for us on the defensive side, we understand that, and we move on to the next day.
What about facing a rookie quarterback this week?
Oh yeah, anytime you have a situation like that, but you know what, he did well for them last week. You know, the coach did not going to give him too much in the playbook to understand that, you know, win with his arm and just don't give it to the players. You know, they got one of the best defenses in Baltimore, so they're just going to tell the rookie, you know, hold the ball, get, you know, make key decisions, make sure the defense wins the game for him, and we just got to play our game right.
McGahee expected to play for them this week, another added element for their offense.
Right, definitely. McGahee's, you know, former Pro Bowler guy, and, you know, it's a running back that's going to add another dimension to their offense they didn't have last week, but, you know, the two running backs they had last week played well and ran well and rode hard in the second half, so we got our hands full. We know we got to stop the run, you know, no missed tackles, and get back to the fundamentals that we never had, you know, like we had last Sunday.
Well, what's the mindset on this team after getting your butt kicked the way you did last week, coming into week two at home?
Oh, it opens your eyes. Oh, of course. You know, if you don't have passion for this game, understand, you know, the jersey you wear, you know, representing Houston, Texas, especially the name on the back of your jersey, you know, it was just a straight butt kicking last week, and we understand that. We have amnesia. We moved on from that. It's a new day today. It's about the Baltimore Ravens, but you know what? We have fundamentals. We're going to work on things today, and I think that's the beauty of the NFL. You got another week to improve and get better, and you know, it's a 15-week season. Coach always stresses, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, we definitely want to start off on the right hand, you know, get that first win at, you know, away. But you know what, you got to split away and win on home. So that's the big thing we're worried about right now.
Well, other than Ray's ability, what is it behind the scenes that makes Ray Lewis so good?
He understands football. When you have a guy that's played this game for such a long time, with the, you know, the passion, the energy he has, you know, it's contagious. You know, success is contagious. I was part of that. I understood that, and it doesn't matter if we're playing Houston, Texas, but, you know, New England Patriots when I was with them, they're going to have that same attitude. And for them, they're going to get all the guys who watch film study, understand the fundamentals of getting to the ball, and we meet you at the ball. And it's contagious, like I always said. And I think that's what we got to get to on this, you know, part of defense of this week, that, you know, their defense is going to do what we got to do on our defense, and know that our offense is going to have a tough time. So, you know, it's going to be a battle.
Well, can you do some things getting ahead of a rookie quarterback? You don't tell us what they are, but can you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that you can approach, but for us, you know, there's a different approach we got to approach for ourselves as a defense. You know, understand that we got to get off on third down. We got to do things for ourselves to get better, and then in excess that they have a rookie quarterback. And if we do things that we got to do right, you know, it doesn't matter if they have a veteran quarterback or rookie quarterback. We should rattle them and get to the ball and get off on third downs and make some turnovers. So, yeah, they do have a rookie quarterback, but they're not going to give them a lot of things for them to try to, you know, confuse him and give him different reads so that he can confuse and turn the ball up so that their mentality is run the ball, let the defense create turnovers. Right. So we know that we can't get too complex and understand that, you know, it's recover, let's go after him and he gets a good big play, and then, you know, the game's changed dramatically.
Well, your teammates talked a great deal today about missing tackles.
Right.
That was a big thing. That seems like kind of football 101. How do you look at that? What can you do about it?
Oh, it goes back to the fundamentals that I talk about. You know, it's with the passion, wanting to tackle, and, you know, definitely we're a lot of rust, you know, coming from a week. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but, you know, tackling's part of the game, like you said, and, you know, I miss a few, and a lot of guys are going to miss a few, and it's part of the game. We understand that, and, you know, just, like I said, getting rust, it's 1 week, and, you know, if we're talking about this in week 8 and 9, yeah, definitely it's a concern, but right now, you know, it's corrected. You know, some that we just got manhandled deep, you know, just, you know, he's better than you. No, you're not than you. There's a worry, but you know, we're better players now. I'm a better player than that. As a team, we're better players, and we understand that we can correct that.
Maybe it's an obvious question, but how critical is it that you do correct it?
Oh, definitely. You know, they're a running team. They're a physical team. Another AFC North team, and that division is all about smash mouth and, you know, execution. And you got to make those tackles. And and just making the big plays off of third down, because they're very efficient, like, you know, Pittsburgh was, but I think they're a little more veteran team. You know, Pittsburgh was a veteran team with the quarterback they had, and we understand that, so we got to have to do our things, our job, and understand that if we want to get a win this Sunday, we got to do our job. No, right now, you know, people, you know, say too many things about what Baltimore we're worried about. I think right now it's just about us. We got to get back to, you know, Houston Texans football, understanding that we got to get back to the fundamentals, understand our job, do our job, make the tackles. And if we do the things that we were supposed to do on Sunday, it would have been a different story. And once we play our game, I think, you know, Sunday's going to be, you know, they're going to have to worry about us and understanding that, you know, definitely we got to do the things like get off on third down and rattle them. You know, they have a good running game, and so we know we got to stop the running game and make tackles and do things we got to do as a football team to, you know, get the win.
They're definitely talent coming around. One, they had a great game.
Right.
You'll see that first.
Oh, yeah. So, and I think that's why, you know, we're not too worried. As long as we correct things we got to do, you know, pitch your gaps, understand where's everybody next to you supposed to be at and make the tackles, it's going to be a different story. And then, you know, we're going to help our offense out and get off on third downs and, you know, how football should be played and what people are expected of us this year to do. And you know, definitely it hurts and it has a taste in our mouth. You know, food, you know, things, you know, we had a lot of sleepless nights this past couple of days. And people got to understand that we were just not the old Texans team that just going to, you know, fold it in and give it up for the year. And we're very, you know, we couldn't wait to, you know, this morning get our game plan and get ready going. And, you know, it's a bad taste in our mouth from Sunday, and we want to move on from that.
It's very interesting because, you know, they always say y'all are pros, and it's, after the game is over, it's water on the dust pile. That's really not the case.
It is. You know, you got to have some amnesia, but you can't carry it on for the next week, because if you carry it on, like, still have that grudge of, dang, I should have done this and done that, you know, it's going to linger to the next game, man. And for us as a team,
you said you got some sleepless nights, so it has bothered you as a pro.
You have to. If you're as a football player, as a professional, you can't sleep and you're going to go party on Sunday night and just, you know, move on and not understand. You got to have that first night and look back at yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and look deeply and say, hey, did I play the best football to help my team win? And personally, I didn't. And so I got to say, hey, you know, what can I do to get better? And in order to be, I've played this game a long time, and you got to forget about what happened and understand that in order to be better as a player, help this team out, you got to look at yourself and what things you could have done better, what you did wrong, and watch film and then critique yourself and to get a better night's sleep. But you can't wait to be back on the football field and practice field and get this game corrected.
Well, you haven't been here that long, a little over a year now, right?
Right.
And so maybe this won't necessarily impact you, but Chester said he knows it in years past. Maybe last year, there were guys in this locker room who really didn't care. He said that is simply not the case this year. What does that tell you?
It tells you good. Well, I know for me, I'm always winning. I can't, you know, just, you know, as part of being in the NFL, you're going to have games where you get totally beat and just, you know, overplayed. And you gotta sense, you gotta have good guys around you, as myself, as in Chester, other guys. If you see one guy saying, hey, I don't care, you gotta look at him and say, hey, come on now. And it's not about what you say to them, it's about just reacting on a football field. Practice, the way you practice, the way you watch film, the way you carry yourself around the locker room. You know, you can't walk around with your head down with reporters knowing that they're going to ask you questions. How, you know, you guys got work. Yeah, we did. But how are you going to respond the next day, and how are you going to respond? It's how you carry yourself. And I think this team, like Chester said, we're carrying ourselves in a different way, to understand that, you know what, it's one game. And the next thing about it is about the next game. It's the important thing about the next game. I think right now we understand that. We've got a good team coming in here. So the task is on it. You know, the task is there. So we just got to go out there and prove it.
All you Texans.